Welcome to Seven Figure Dental Practice, a show that teaches you how to successfully build and thrive in a dental practice. Here's your host, Dr. Shaheen Safarian.
This is Dr. Safarian here, and I'm really excited to have a guest with me today, Dr. Saeed Bhatti from Tucson, Arizona. We've been working together for a few months now, and he's gracious enough to volunteer and want to help us out as far as getting the message out to all of you skeptical dentists out there that are concerned about this program working for them or not. I certainly understand the skepticism. You know, we've all tried many different programs, many different consulting firms and marketing firms, and have been burned many times. And, you know, I've been at this for about 16, 17 years, and Dr. Bhatti's been at this for 22 plus years now. So we've done this for a while. We realize that that there's a lot out there that is not going to work. So before I continue, I wanted to just introduce Dr. Bhatti. Dr. Bhatti, say hello.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Safarian, for having me here on your talk. And I'm glad to be here and chit-chat and talk about how we can, hear my story from me personally and be able to maybe shed some lights on what's in dentistry and why we struggle so much.
You know, that's really my passion-driven purpose, is to be able to help individual doctors. And one of the important parts of my program is to really just be very customized to the doctor. One of the challenges that we have in consulting world and also in the marketing world is that, you know, it's just really a cookie cutter concept. And these firms are really looking to get 100 or hundreds or maybe even thousands of doctors on board, where I'm really looking for very specific individuals to work with, very small number of doctors to be able to really dig in deep. But with that said, Dr. Bhatti has been so great in the sense of, you know, from the beginning, he's been very honest. He's told me some stories that have been very difficult for him to share with me. But unless I can feel that pain, it's difficult for me to dig in. And as many of you know, I've been there myself. I was 2008, as you know, I was almost $2 million in debt with credit scores in the low 400s, with bills that were crazy, very, very crazy bills that I had to pay. So I've been there. It's been a very painful experience. So with that in mind, Dr. Bhatti, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your practice, and a little bit about why you kind of got stuck into a bad situation? And we can kind of start from there.
You know, I'm glad I get a chance to talk to you. Pain, indeed, that's what resonated my story with your story. And I bet, you know, if I'm in this situation, or at least I used to be, not much now since I've been talking to you, but, you know, there must be other dentists who probably feel and share the same story. You know, one thing about me is, as a solo practitioner, having my own practice, I come in, go home, come in, go home, like a hamster in a wheel, never get to talk to any other dentist. And this is just amazing that I can get to talk to you, or somebody who can really honest and really brutally honest on both sides. My story has been painful. Your story has been painful. And our story has been similar. But the fact that I really pick up the phone and talk to you is because it resonated with me. And I bet there are other dentists out there who've been probably in the same situation. I mean, like, we don't talk to each other. You know, we go to ADA. We go through these meetings, we go to the study clubs, and everybody really put up this show that, oh, life is peachy, and, you know, family's great, we want on vacation, and, you know, lo and behold, you know, our staff, our practice is suffering, our wife, our spouses are not happy with the money that we're bringing in a consistent basis, and just been a really painful for me, and for the last 22 years, it's been evolving. You know, and the practice changes every 5 years. I mean, a young dentist might get into a practice, thank God, you know, my practice is growing so much. But yeah, you're almost starting from scratch, even though you're in debt. But you see a lot of money coming in. But at the same time, as you add more staff, as you add more patients, as you grow through it, and as the practice matures and evolves, there's got to be more complexity. And before you know it, you're seeing a lot of patients, but you're not really handling all these complexities. You got to put a lot of hats and think about a lot of things that you don't even know how to handle. I mean, it's just the fact is you got to be able to do. Go ahead. Yeah.
You know, one of the interesting things, Dr. Batty, is, and I experienced this, and I'm sure we all experience this to a certain level, is, you know, we're so excited about getting our degrees and becoming now doctors. And, you know, we get thrown into this, into the real world without any direction. So one of the beauties of what I would really like to do with doctors, just like I've done with Dr. Batty, is, and now obviously Dr. Batty is a seasoned dentist, but we've just never had direction. We've never really had guidance. We've never really had a mentor. We've never had a person that, I mean, Dr. Batty, you can vouch for this. I mean, he and I talk practically, since we started working together, he and I practically talk every day, sometimes multiple times the day. And we've talked and, you know, text messaged each other on Saturdays and Sundays as well.
It's true.
You know, my commitment is strong, and I don't take it lightly, because I realize that, and you know, Dr. Batty, and we've talked about this, you're a very capable dentist. You perform a lot of different procedures, which is a discussion that I certainly can have with doctors as well, as far as going through continuing education as being an important part of the entire process. But the, you know, and I've talked to other doctors as well. The challenge is, you know, where and what to do and how to manage a business. And the concept of working on our business is something that needs guidance.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Dr. Batty, I mean, we don't necessarily have to use names because that's not my purpose here. But have you gone through some consulting firms? Have you gone through some programs that were supposed to get you the promised land?
You know, I'm glad, again, you know, in 22 years, I had at least 3 different consultant firms. And not to say that I didn't get anything out of it. There were some benefits, but all 3 of them, they have a cookie-cutter approach, and they have thousands, hundreds, if not thousands of clients. And the problem is some of them are run by dentists, and some of them are run by non-dentists. But the ones that are even run by dentists themselves, they have over 200 employees, and they would send a young man or young lady as an advisor. You have contact point with them, but you're not able to talk to them on daily basis, or you can't get a hold of them. Yes, you can text them. Yes, you can email them. But a lot of times these advisors are handling 15 different practices, and they're not even the dentist. You're just being taught by the dentist who opened the consulting firm. But the problem is they don't know anything. They haven't been in your shoes. Yes, indeed, a dentist has been in the trenches for 30 years, and they know everything, maybe. But they're not the ones that you have the point of contact with. They're not the one who can call you on and talk to them. You know, the fact is you got to be able to talk to somebody who has felt your pain. You can't talk to a mom or a dad and talk about being a father or mom and say, listen, you know, I got kids. And you expect them. If they're not a mom or a dad and they don't have children and you have children, they're not going to understand your pain on a daily basis. Okay? So the consultant needs to be in touch with your emotions, with your story. You have to be brutally honest what's going on. You got to be able to have access to them every day and be able to bounce back your thoughts and emotions on them.
Yeah, that's interesting because you know, you're absolutely right. The important thing here to keep in mind is that we talk directly to each other. My program is in direct contact with me, full access to my cell phone, email, and I'm going to be right next to you, very close to the entire process. The only thing I ask from the doctor...
Doctor, maybe you want to speak up? I don't hear you too well.
Okay. It sounds like you have some background noise, doctor.
Yeah.
Is there a door open for you or something?
No, not here, no.
Sounds a little bit better
now. Well, it's better now. It's better.
Okay. Well, what I was trying to say is that, you know, there's direct contact with me. And I, one of the things that I really appreciate about Dr. Batty is from day one, he's been brutally honest with me as well. He's told me some really hard things that was difficult for him to share. But what it did is it created an environment for me to be able to really dig deep into his situation. And we'll talk about that here in a few minutes as far as some of the things that we've been able to do. But the moral of the story here is if you work with me, you got to be brutally honest, and I will do the same. And once we're able to accomplish that relationship, then it becomes easier. And once you start seeing results, it becomes easier. And Dr. Batty and I have worked together about 3 months. And I would say probably it took a few weeks at the beginning. And Dr. Batty can attest to this, for him to start seeing results, because there was so much that we had to talk about. And there were so many things that we had to look into. But through the conversations, he listened, he took action. And we'll talk about the success story on the other side in just a few minutes. With that said, and I've told Dr. Batty this many times, he should be very proud of himself because he actually took on the challenge of changing and taking a new direction and listening. And it's probably the hardest thing we as dentists, I'll tell you a quick story, talked to a dentist on the East Coast. And after about an hour conversation, I give him three. I mean, he basically, real quick, but in a nutshell, he's, you know, doing $15,000 of production. And he graduated in 1994. He's doing $15,000 of production in a month and wow. Works 5 days a week. Sees 8 to 10 patients on average.
Wow.
Takes the MO. And I asked him, I said, how's your conversion rate? And he said, it's excellent. And I said, you know why it's excellent? Because you're doing free dentistry. Everybody's going to say yes to free. So with that conversation, we came to the conclusion that he's got three choices. One, sell the practice. Two, continue to feel sorry for himself. And three, change.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Dr. Batty took on the challenge to change. He stopped feeling sorry for himself and he didn't want to sell his practice. Many of us and many of you that are listening, you know, we're dentists. I mean, we can't go be singers or, you know, become medical doctors or be engineers or be architects. I mean, this is what we do. So, important that we have to try to make it work. And it's always an option to go corporate dentistry and we can talk about that, but I'm not a huge fan of that for many reasons, but that's not the purpose of this interview. With that said, those are some of the decisions that you're left with. And the hardest thing is to change. And Dr. Batty did that. So I'm really proud of you, Dr. Batty, for one, trusting me, two, trusting yourself to change. And so, you know, let's talk a little bit now about, you know, some of the things that we've done for you. So with that said, you know, Dr. Batty, you don't necessarily have to share numbers and we don't need to get too specific, but you know, one of the issues that we looked at with Dr. Batty is we looked at his balance sheet. And on his balance sheet, we realized that there were a lot of things that he was overspending on. And Dr. Batty, are you comfortable with me talking about some of this stuff?
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Again, yeah, it's faith versus fear, you know, and a lot of us, we dwell in fear months after months and days after, you know, days after days and months after months. But the fact is, like, you got to have faith. And once you have faith and you take the first step and move on, then you realize, God, there are so many other things that I could have done or thought about it and take action. And you wonder why I haven't done it. And, you know, a balance sheet is one of those, the overhead. And I'm thinking, you know, how in the world I practiced for so many years and didn't pay attention to it. Well, this has a huge impact in my life, and I've seen it in the last couple of months. So I feel comfortable talking about it, of course. I mean, we talk about the payroll, not realizing how much money I was paying on the payroll and not getting the value in it.
Let's talk about that, Doc. You mentioned to me that your payroll dropped from what number to what number?
Well, it was 30% of the collection, and now it's gone down below 25%, and I'm still improving it. It's probably 23% now.
So, if you don't mind, you mentioned to me a few days ago or a week ago about your last payroll and what it compared to the previous payroll because of some of the actions that you took. So what was your previous payroll per two-week period?
Well, see, the thing is, we always think, gosh, I got to pay my employees. Well, not only you got to pay your employees on time, you got to pay IRS on time. And once you reduce the payroll, once you make a change and you let go of that office manager or dental assistant who's not producing, doesn't give a lot of value, you not only are able to cover the payroll easier, you're also covering the IRS, and you're not falling behind IRS payment. So, and also, what I learned through conversation, you know, it has a direct impact on workman's comp. Your workman's comp can come down by thousands of dollars per year. So, yeah. It's just amazing.
So, you know, just to be a little bit more specific, what he's talking about is every time, just in case some of you aren't aware of this, on every payroll, per payroll period, you're paying about 8% payroll tax. And that's what he's referring to as far as the IRS. And you're paying about 2% on workman's comp on that payroll. So, if you don't mind, Dr. Batty, I'll share this, but I believe you mentioned that your payroll when we started working together was about $3,600 every 2 weeks. And your last payroll dropped down to about, or last couple of payrolls have dropped down to about $1,500 every 2 weeks. Is that accurate? That,
yeah, just $941 unemployment. That's employment taxes. That's just the tax we're talking, yeah.
Right. So it dropped by about $2,100 for every 2 weeks, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So let's just do the math on that. And we can say that, Dr. Batty is actually a successful dentist. His collections are over $800,000 a year. So if you just do the math on that, you're looking at about, with payroll, tax and workman's comp, you're probably roughly looking at about $50,000 a year. Is that a fair number?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I've also saved a lot of money on overhead and brought my supplies, everything down.
Yeah, so we'll touch on that. But so if we said that you're saving about $2,100 every 2 weeks, that's about, you know, $4,200 every month. So again, about $50,000 a year on a practice doing that number.
Yes.
Like he mentioned, he's dropped his payroll within the first 3 months of us working together about 7-8% so far. We're still kind of working on it. Is that correct, Dr. Patty?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a huge expense. If you have followed my webinar and in my program, I talk about the big expenses, payroll being one of them, rent and loan obviously being another if you're involved with that. And then there's other expenses involved with marketing and lab. But payroll is definitely one of the top five. So if you're dropping your overhead by 8%, that's a big deal.
Yes.
It's a very big deal. Now, that's just payroll. But Dr. Batty, and this is now for all the people that are listening, these are sensitive discussions. And I know everybody loves their team and everybody loves their staff. But in fairness, I think we can all agree that we love our wives and our kids more.
Absolutely.
And the reason I say that is because Dr. Batty also offered medical benefits, vacation benefits of a month, up to a month.
Incentive plans, yeah.
Incentive plans, right?
Yeah.
And to add to the benefits that he had with those, had a program with a hygienist for vacation paid and also office manager vacation paid, I think it's fair to say, Doc, that we can add probably another $12,000 to $15,000 annually for the incentives that you offer to your team. Is that fair?
Yes, yes. And nowadays, I mean, time have changed. You know, I practiced, you know, providing for my team as I did 15 years ago or 10 years ago. But You know, we've got to be honest with, you know, times have changed. The economy outside is affecting how the patients are coming in. And we got to be a little more careful what we offer our team and really, you know, look at it really honest discussion with ourselves that what we can afford. We just
and, you know, try to, yeah. And, you know, one of the things that we found with Dr. Batty's team is that there was a lot of complacency as well. His office manager had worked with him for 13 years.
Yeah, they get complacent, you know, after a while. And
they get comfortable. So with that said, you know, now we're at a point now where we can say that it's about $65,000 annually because of what Dr. Batty has been able to accomplish just by payroll reduction. Now, every team is different. This is Dr. Batty's story. So I'm not saying that you should all do this. This is a conversation piece that I've had with Dr. Batty. He and I have talked for hours during the past 3 months. And as I mentioned, we talked many times. So please don't take this and go to your business or your practice and do the same exact thing. That's not the intention here. The intention here is to say these are what we've been able to accomplish for Dr. Batty. When I speak with you directly, we'll certainly be customizing a program for you as well. But with that said, Dr. Batty, I congratulate you because $65,000 of savings annually to your business is a huge, huge expense and a huge deal. So
yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited to the future. You know, it's just been early months, 2.5 months now that we're talking, but almost 3 months. But, you know, I can't wait for the next 3 months to roll around and really see how much money I'm taking home. I mean, I really, hopefully we have this discussion again in 3 months and then be able to give a follow-up call. As of right now, the most important step I did is just change my attitude and look, you know, change my vision toward looking at my practice from different angle and what needs to be done. That's the first step. And then it does take about a few months before you see the benefits, but, you know, the changes are the first step you have to do, so.
Right. So then we took took another look at other factors on the balance sheet, and we were able to reduce, and I'll just give you a breakdown of other costs that we've been able to reduce for Dr. Batty. We looked at his disability insurance.
Right.
We were able to cut that.
Yes.
We looked at his smile reminder. We were able to cut that program.
Right.
We looked at a couple of different marketing programs that he was running at the time that wasn't bringing much return for him. We were able to cut those. And we were able to cut a program that he was working with.
If I mention it, we didn't cut it. We still have the service, but you taught me how to renegotiate the terms and the fees. So I saved money, but I still have the same potential of that services, but at the lower price.
Right. So I think one of them, for example, is Solution Reach. You were paying over $500, and now you're down to around $300 or
so. No,
$199. There you go. And what were you paying for that?
$579.
Okay.
And I have more features. I have more features on it.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And, doctor, how many phone calls did that take you to drop that number?
Well, it did take a couple of times talking to them back and forth, you know, but you got to be determined and be on it. But, you know, it's, again, one of those things that we're so accustomed of being under debt from the get-go when we get out of dental school. And we just assume, okay, well, that's another form of payment. But never occurs to us that we can bring that payment down and negotiate and act like a businessman, not a dentist. You know, it's crazy.
That's almost $400 savings, and it took you 2-3 phone calls and maybe about an hour at most, 30 minutes, maybe an hour at most conversation and time for you to save about $4,500 a year.
It's amazing how many people are out there and want your business if you start negotiating. And again,
that crazy?
We think like a dentist and don't put the hat of a businessman. But man, this is a business. I tell you, you got to act like a businessman and start thinking about the money.
And Sayed, we've talked about this, Dr. Batty. Sorry, we've talked about this. He and I are on first name basis, so I apologize. But
oh, no worries. We've
talked about this. So if we take that $4,500 and look at the lifespan of a business, typically 25, 30 years, we'll round up to $100,000 compound interest, Now you can imagine what a big deal that phone call is over a 25, 30 year period. We all understand compound interest. So that 579 to 199 over a 25, 30 year period, shoot, take 10, 15 years because, you know, you got another 15 years, for example. But take that number, you know, use 6% or 7% as a standard compound interest annually, and you'll easily see how that $100,000 can easily become $300,000.
Exactly.
So the point is don't take this stuff lightly. Don't go, oh, it's only a couple hundred dollars. Oh, it's only $300. You have to think not just on a short-term and mid-term, mid-range base, but you also have to think long-term, where am I going to be when I'm 65 years old and ready to retire?
Exactly.
So that's very important. We also did a few other things. We looked at a insurance company that he was working, or a claims company that he was working on. And we're working on getting that reduced. And that's about $1,800 a month.
Yes.
And other things that we've talked about. I mean, I've introduced him to my accountant, which he was paying. How much were you paying your accountant, or currently paying? About $400 or $500 a month, correct?
Well, at least $500. I think it's more close to $600 a month. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm able to, and he started talking to my accountant. We're easily be able to drop that in half. And on top of all of that, we have also introduced him to a credit agency where we're trying to improve some credit to try to refinance some of the loans that he currently has, to drop it down on interest rates. And some of that stuff obviously is a little bit more long-term as far as, you know, the full transition of where things were and where he's going. Did I miss anything, Dr. Batty, on some of this stuff that I'm touching on? Anything else that we've been able to save here in the past 3 months for you?
Well, I'm sure that's mainly the supplies, the overheads, and just one thing is actually what you taught me to do is, if I shed some light on it, was the supplies. I would spend a lot of time myself and get on different sites and be able, you know, to get some money saved. And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to buy my products, my supplies from different companies, and that way I can always look for the cheaper price. But you did show me that if I do go to one of these vendors and maybe one of the companies that are actually have a good customer service and tell them that, listen, you know, I spent over $50,000, for example, last year. This is what I can. This is my account. I want to bring my account to you. And you guys, you know, save me 5, 10, 20%. And I did that, actually. Now we have a better customer service. My staff are happier because they can place the order and the guy is taking care of us. And he, he's going to give me at least 10% off of what I paid last year. And I'll see that. We just started. We'll probably be able to say that about 10 months from now. But at least that's a good thing that just go with one stuff, getting from different people. Yeah.
We talk a lot about this in my program. And the thing that we talk about is the fact that you have to take control of your vendors. And you have to take control of the ability to negotiate pricing. You just basically said you're going to save $5,000 on supplies in the next year, which again is a big deal looking at the big vision of your business in the lifespan of your business. Look, I tell you what, Dr. Batty, this stuff just makes me so excited and so happy. I mean, honestly, prior to meeting Dr. Batty, just for some of you, I mean, you know, I launched my program about 4 months ago now, been talking to multiple doctors. We certainly have other success stories as well. But prior to launching 4 months ago, this took me about a year to put, this program took me about a year to put together. And it was a lot of Friday nights, Saturdays, and Sundays for me to put this program together. And to be honest, Dr. Batty, the reason I did it is because I wanted to hear your story. And what you're telling me right now just makes me feel so good. And that's really my main purpose of getting involved in this, because Dr. Batty is a very capable dentist. He's produced, you know, he's collecting over $800,000 a year. And look at all these numbers that we're talking about here, and how if he just had control of some of these situations, he'd have a completely different lifestyle by now, doing the numbers that he's been doing consistently. So I think it's fair to say that, you know, we're probably going to save him about $100,000 in the next year. Is that a fair assessment, Doctor?
Absolutely. Again, you know, we got to pay attention to the numbers. I mean, these numbers, you got to know as a CEO, as a solo practitioner, as the owner of the practice, you know, I learned that I got to know every dollar. I need to account for every dollar that's been spent. I need to know where it goes. You got to know the dollar, where it goes, that your accountant doesn't even know. And, you know, you can't learn that from your accountant, and you can't learn from a consultant who's not a dentist and doesn't talk to you on a daily basis. And that's the most important value I see from Dr. Safarian working with him. So that's accurate statement, Doctor.
Doc, you know what? We work so hard, and Dr. Batty is very well, he's very up on his continuing education. I think the biggest issue that Dr. Batty had is exactly what he states.
Numbers.
Is that he worked so hard on producing and working on, you know, obviously having a good collections number, but he lost control of his business, and he didn't know, you know, working so hard to make the money, but just would throw money out left and right and not realize that he was doing that.
Exactly.
And I think that has been the biggest accomplishment for him in the past 3 months, is now his eyes are open. He's paying attention. He knows things much more clearer now. And he realizes that if he's paying attention to the numbers of what, not only what's coming in, but also what's going out, that he's going to make an extra $100,000 a year net on his collections.
Exactly. Don't lose sight of the numbers.
And, you know, Doc, in fairness, I mean, that would be a change of lifestyle for you, right?
Yeah, yeah. I can tell you my wife's happier since I changed my behavior in talking to you. So, you know, that's one of my main goals, good. To make my wife happy, because, man, if she's unhappy, I don't know what I'm going to do, you know.
You know what? We're all on the same page on that. And also for you female dentists, you also, you know, your want your husband to be happy, and obviously it creates a little better environment on the home front as well. Now, Doctor, I also want to touch on a few other things that you and I have been talking about and working on, which I also believe is very important. Dr. Batty, we started taking over some of his marketing efforts, and we started doing that a little over 2 months ago now. And I've been able to show him some, you know, the biggest issue is, you know, and Dr. Batty takes insurance. He has PPO and cash. I have PPO and cash. So from that perspective, we're on the same page. But with that said, Dr. Batty, one of the areas that we had some weakness in was your website and, you know, where new patients were coming in and what kind of traffic you were getting. And I've been able to show him that in the past couple of months, and I've showed him these numbers. I mean, these are not made up numbers. We go through Google Analytics. We put scripts into coding and scripts into the website. And I've been able to show Dr. Batty that he's doubled his traffic on his website within a period of less than 3 months. Is that a fair assessment, Doctor?
Absolutely. I get more calls from my websites, from the SEO that land on my website, and they call me, you know. So I know that because I have a call tracker attached to my website. And anybody who comes from my website, we track that and say, well, you know, I found you online, on Google, on internet, you know, and you know, SEO is one big thing now. You know, you got to really pay attention to that and do the marketing on that.
Which, to be honest, Doctor, this is another weak point for a lot of doctors. Either they're not marketing because they've been burned in the past, or they're marketing and not really understanding where their money is going.
You gotta know.
And one of the important things with Dr. Batty and I that we've been able to work together on is that what's the term I want to use? I'm held accountable. I show him all the numbers through Google Analytics. We show him, you know, exactly how his traffic is going, how he's improving. Sometimes we do it week over week. Sometimes we do it, you know, month over month, now that we've been working together for a couple of months. And he's able to realize that the financial investment that he's making and what it's actually doing. One of the other features that Dr. Batty, this last weekend, you were excited about is the live chat. And he got a couple leads over the weekend sitting at home on a Saturday, right?
Yeah, live chat. Actually, you know, that lady actually paid off. She came in since Saturday. I saw her twice. So she did come in, and I saw her. And, you know, it just, you know, had it not been for me to have the live chat feature on my website and call her immediately, she probably would have not come in right away and gone to a different dentist on the weekend.
You know, it's interesting. And doctor, you can tell me, you can tell all of us, how much have you produced from her since Saturday that she's come in? And what's the game plan as far as moving forward and on the conversion? Dr. Batty? Sorry, I think I lost him for a second. Dr. Batty, are you there?
Yes.
Dr. Batty, are you there?
Yes, sorry, I apologize.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
No, no worries. So I was just following up. I was saying, so how much have you, production-wise, since Saturday, how much have you made from this patient, and also what are the game plans moving forward with this patient?
Well, this patient needs we did an SRP, localized SRP, and, you know, she paid over $300 so far, but she's coming back as a brand new patient where we can continue providing for her and care for her, continued care and, you know, prophy. And I haven't done the complete exam on her yet, but, you know, that could be, you know, a long-term patient. She was happy that she could actually get a hold of me right away. So,
and that's the beautiful thing, and I talk about this in the program as well, is that our ability to, as business owners, to get on the phone and talk to patients. This is one of the things that I told Dr. Batty, is I said, once you get a lead, you got to call them.
Exactly.
And when you call them and they're like, wow, the doctor's talking to me. Look, this lead, you know, we charge Dr. Batty $75 for the lead. And if this patient becomes a long-term patient and stays in the practice, and they've already, you know, he's already made 5-to-1 return on his investment since Saturday. But if it stays a long-term patient, I mean, it could be thousands of dollars over the next few years for a very inexpensive cost to the business.
Yes.
With that said, that's very exciting that ability is there. And we're going to continue that process. I mean, we're working continuously right now as I speak with Dr. Batty's website to increase its traffic. We provide the entire marketing, so we're basically covering all the grounds when it comes to marketing. I have a full marketing team, from designers to developers to SEO experts, and our goal is to increase traffic for our clients. And we know that as much as we work on one aspect of the business, in this case, as we talked about early in our conversation of looking at the balance sheet and reducing costs, we also have the ability with my marketing firm to create an environment where we're getting increased traffic and increased phone calls and increase your new patients to your business, because those two are very big lifelines in your business: the ability to reduce costs and expenses and the ability to increase production and collections. Those are the two key factors involved. Is that correct, doctor? I hope there's no confusion on that from anybody listening to this.
Absolutely. No, I hear you. Absolutely.
And Dr. Batty and I are still very close. We're, you know, talking on a regular basis, as stated. And our next goal now, as we've more or less spent about 3 months working on reducing his overhead, which he's been amazing in listening and following through on, now we're kind of shifting gears a little bit into now working on trying to get his business to hit 7 figures.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So on one end, we're going to be reducing down $100,000 of overhead. And on the other hand, we're going to take him from, you know, $800,000 to $1.1, $1.2 million.
That's the goal.
And so that's the next direction that we're transitioning into, is, you know, keep overhead in check, and also now let's get new business. But I also want to touch on a couple of, that's the case, correct, doctor?
Yeah, I mean, reduce the overhead and increase the profits, you know, and that's the thing. Yep.
And with that said, and we'll finish up here in just a few minutes, but there's also other important factors. And Dr. Batty, we can touch on this a little bit. You know, Dr. Batty, for example, called me yesterday morning and brought up an office issue with his hygienist. And he asked me for some advice. And he said, hey, doc, I want to pass some ideas. This is how she's behaving. I'm not quite sure how to manage this situation. And he and I had a 10-minute conversation. And doctor, you tell me how it ended up. How did it turn out for you?
Well, I mean, you put me in the right track. You have this ability and gift that you're able to rationalize it because you're actually not in it. Maybe you don't bring it the feeling of it because you're able to actually rationalize it without any feeling or judgment and see what's best to be done. And you directed at me so I can talk to her in the right way. So without bringing any, you know, feelings of, you basically helped me out. So, I mean, I talked the way to her the way you told me and everything worked out. And your assertions, what your decipher actually what she was thinking. So that really worked fine for me.
Which also is an important part of a business as well, is the ability to manage the day to day. And one of the issues that many of us have is managing your team and talking to your team. How do you manage morning huddles? How do you manage, you know, team situations? How do you manage many factors? And it's fair to say that many doctors, that one of the biggest complaints that they have is, I just don't want to deal with my team because there's daily drama. And obviously, you know, doctor, let's touch on this a little bit. When we first met, you had three people working in the front, and you had two office assistants working, or dental assistants helping you in the back. Is that correct? So you had a team, and then you had one hygienist or two hygienists?
I had one full-time with all the benefits, and then one part-time. Now I have two part-timers.
Okay. So and so now your hygienists do not get any benefits, correct?
No.
And your front office is now gone from three, and I believe you're down to one, and or two, you're trying to go down to one. Right. Is that correct? Okay. And that one main office manager that you've hired is also not getting any benefits.
Yes, correct. Yes.
Okay. And then you have your two full-time assistants are now both part-time working for you one day at a time, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So with that said, I think it's fair to say you've taken a team of, you know, maybe six or seven, and you've condensed it down on a daily basis to a team of three.
Yes.
Is that fair?
Yes.
So now, here's my point. The point is, when you're managing seven people and you're overpaying your team, and what we've been able to do is condense that to a team of three, I think we can all agree it's also easier to manage
that,
correct?
Absolutely.
Okay? So, isn't it wonderful he'd reduce his payroll down?
Yep.
Right? Reduce payroll down from seven team members to three, and guess what? He's much better able to manage that team as well. So my point is many of you doctors might be overstaffed, which might mean that you're dealing with more drama than you need to, and you're paying for it, if you get what I'm saying.
Paying for it in more than one ways. In
that's
terms
right,
of dollars and
right?
The lining of your heart.
That and your mindset. I mean, it creates, and we talk about this in my program, the buying environment, the negative attitude and the positive attitude and the, you know, the negative energy, and how that deters patients from wanting to convert, wanting to come into your business.
Absolutely.
Right? And he and I have had multiple discussions, and, you know, I'll have multiple discussions with all of you once you get involved with my program. But I've done this with other doctors as well the past 3-4 months. And it's, you know, every doctor has a different situation. Why? Because every one of you are different people. You have different value system, different leadership skills, different management skills, and it has to be customized to you. Otherwise, what might work for Dr. Batty might not work with Dr. Smith, for example. And that's really important to understand. And I think that's where Dr. Batty's kind of coming in and saying, that's why it didn't work for me with other consulting firms, is because it didn't match my personality. It didn't match my team. But with that said, that also is a very big aspect of being in business, is your ability to lead and your ability to manage. And Dr. Batty and I have talked about this multiple times, and he's been able to do a wonderful job since we've started working together into transitioning into not being so, not making a quick decision. Having the ability to now sit down, as I mentioned to Dr. Batty, I said, look, if something bothers you, let's you and I talk about it and go talk to your team member directly.
Right.
Right. And when you're able to do that, it brings a better relationship. And also, it gives you more comfort and it creates an environment where you're respected in the working environment.
Absolutely.
And I think that's very valuable as well.
Yeah.
Is that fair, Doctor? I mean, from all of our conversations, did you want to add anything to that?
No, I mean, everything that you shed light on it is absolutely right. I mean, everything you say is true. You got to know the numbers. You got to be a CEO. I mean, those are everything that needs to it work in my case, you know. I mean, just pay attention to the overheads
so
and everything
we're
else. Yeah.
That's right. So work on the numbers, understand the numbers. Work on increasing traffic to your business and increasing phone calls. And also work on management and leadership skills to be able to run a business more effectively and more efficiently. And in the end, Doc, is it fair to say that you feel better today mentally and physically when you come to work and when you leave work and when you go home than you did 3 months
ago? Absolutely, because I have someone to talk to other than my wife. Bitching at my wife, you know, so.
Yeah, well, you know, that's one aspect of it. But now that he's starting to visualize and feel the money being more, you know, having more money in his account, it's a much better feeling. And I know you told me that your wife is much happier,
yep,
too.
Yep, that's true.
That's great, Doc. Is there anything that you want to add? I know a lot of doctors are skeptical. The goal here is really to share a success story and take you away from your skepticism and get involved with the program. And Dr. Batty, you've been gracious enough to spend an hour with us today to share your story and spend some time to get other doctors involved that are in situations that that are dire for them. And like I said at the beginning of our conversation, you have three choices if you're stuck. One, sell. Two, continue to feel sorry for yourself. And three, the opportunity to change. And I'm here to say that I'm here to help you if you want to go through that opportunity, through that process of wanting to change. Dr. Batty, anything you want to add here before we end?
No, just very quickly. I mean, if you're really thinking of selling your practice, then, you know, that's what you want to do. But, I mean, why not take actions? I mean, why be miserable like I used to be? And, you know, it's still challenging, but I get pick up the phone, text, you know, Dr. Safari and talk to him. Listen, he's a nice guy. Just pick up the phone, talk to him. You have nothing to lose. He'll chit-chat. You don't have to pay him anything. Just talk to him at the beginning. But if it resonates with you, you know, you love your family, your kids, your young kids, your wife, and you love yourself, look in the mirror and say, listen, I got to do something. This is enough is enough. But I wish, you know, I would have made changes long ago. You can never lose by talking to somebody who really cares for you. Thank you.
Dr. Batty, thank you so much for your time and taking this. I know your story is resonating with a lot of people listening. And believe me, as much as we don't think that we're helping others, I know we're helping others right now through this conversation that we've had. And I hope these doctors are listening and taking action. And I appreciate your time, Doctor. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Doctor. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to Seven Figure Dental Practice. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in to the next episode.